You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Dedication by Joe Sampson and Friends. And on the line, we have got Joe himself. Kia ora, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's the outlook? Are you down in Otatahi in Christchurch at the moment?
Yes, I am.
What's it looking out the window there?
Well, a lot earlier than I normally would be looking out the window, having just come out of lockdown. But no, it's nice. The sun's directly in my eyes. So, yeah.
Oh, sunny. Beautiful. Lovely. Hey, Joe, people might know you from some of your other projects like the Dance Asthmatics or Salad Boys, which we've played plenty of here on BFM. But this is a really, really nice record that you've just released called Unfinished Eye. Tell us a little bit about this project, because it seems like it's been a long time in the making.
Well, what those songs are songs that me and Brian did when we started working on the third Salad Boys record. So pretty much we just took any idea that I had, any sort of like 10-second guitar riff or something that I had on my record on my phone, and just gave it a go. So we kind of amassed about 60 songs or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and I haven't really done anything with them for sort of 3 years, and during lockdown I thought, oh, it's probably a good idea to go through these. No, it must have been before lockdown because it came out before then. But anyway, I started going through them all and I thought, I really should get some of these out. Actually, I'm never I'm probably never going to re-record them, so I may as well get them out. And yeah, and it was just a good exercise to kind of be okay with releasing stuff that's not finished, hence the title. But I named it that, so if I do finish the song one day, you know, someone can't say, hey, you've already released that. Oh, but it wasn't finished.
That was the unfinished version. Yeah. So the friends in question is Brian Ferry, is that right, from Melton Ice Cream and various excellent Christchurch-based bands. And also I think Ben Woods makes an appearance as well.
Yeah, so the song's on Unfinished One from the kind
is
of start.
Is it Unfinished
of...
One? I've been saying Unfinished I. I'm so sorry.
I know.
I thought it was like a sort of you know, deep reflection of your soul or something.
Yes, that's what it is, actually. You were right all along. That's much better. No, as the title suggests, there will be Unfinished Two or Unfinished II, as you probably call it. And that's the later stuff. And Ben Woods kind of joined in later on, so he'll be more on the next one, I guess.
Cool.
But basically, at the time, Brian wasn't in Salad Boys yet, so it was me and him going through ideas, really. But then he ended up joining Salad Boys, so in a way, it kind of is like Salad Boys, I guess. But then Salad Boys is like Joe Sampson and Friends as well, because that got mixed up with different people as well, you know. So
yeah, yeah.
And so I look at it all as one collection of work, really.
So there are some really excellent guitar bands that have been coming out of Christchurch in the last, I guess, 10 years, really, since the Earthquakes, I think, about that fantastic compilation that Melted Ice Cream put out a couple of years ago that was sort of to snapshot what was happening in that post-earthquake guitar sound in Christchurch. What does it feel like for you as a musician playing in that space and working with those musicians? How would you sort of describe the scene on the ground?
Well, I've always... sort of said that I don't really know what a scene is, to be honest, because I've always been very driven for my own needs. So I've never been much of a team player, to be honest. So so I've never really, I wouldn't say that I haven't understood the value in having a scene, because I do, but I've never wanted to be a part of it, I guess, because thing is when I was a teenager, I just did the music that I wanted to do, which was 90s rock or grunge or whatever. And of course, in the 2000s, that was not cool.
No.
But I stuck to it because that was my thing. So from an early age, I felt kind of excluded from a scene. Mm. So by the time that 90s music became cool again, or the Flying Nun thing became cool again, I was already well accustomed to not being a part of any community or anything like that, you know. So
it's funny you say that, though, because in your sound, I mean, even in this record that you've just released, there does seem to be some specific people that you've bounced ideas off or that you work with a little bit. And I do think that Melted Ice Cream cabal of music that's been released recently is really interesting. Who are bands that you like to see play, or is there anybody that you think deserves some you know, credit that they haven't maybe got in the public very much yet? Anybody you can think of, Joe?
Well, I think just generally speaking, you can say that about most New Zealand underground bands, at least since the 90s, really. I mean, obviously the bands in the 80s and early 90s were really well known, especially overseas, Flying Nun bands I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But there hasn't really been that kind of recognition since those days, really, apart from the odd one. And I think a lot of it comes down to recording, really. Back in the 80s, those bands were fortunate to have access to great tape machines from the 60s, because in the 80s, no one wanted them. Mm. Whereas people from my era and slightly before just had really rubbishy sounding digital recording. And it's not the same thing. You can't instantly get a digital recording sounding good. So my point here is I feel like a lot of amazing bands that are just as good as any of those old bands, but they never got the opportunity to be presented in the best possible way. So yeah, I couldn't really single anyone out, really. It's just that's my general feeling.
Too many good ones out there. I want to hear a little bit more, because obviously these songs, as you say, some of them were just like little guitar riffs that you then fleshed out. Where do you start with a track when you're writing? Is it usually the music that comes first, or are you a lyrics person?
No, I'm not a lyrics person. Or in fact, if on this album, I pretty much of the 15 songs, I think 11 of them have vocals, but there's no lyrics. Mm. It's all me just making them up on the spot. They're not even words. And a lot of the time they're live in the room as well, so there's no way of removing those vocal tracks because they're bleeding into the drum mics and things, you know. So, no, in fact, I leave the lyrics at the very, very last moment, like stupidly late in the piece, sometimes where the song doesn't make the album because I haven't got any lyrics for it, you know. So basically the way I write is, I just, if I come up with a riff, I just record it and I keep everything. And I always, well, not always, but when I was about 19, I came up with a riff and I was going to biff it away. And then I thought, no, actually I'll keep this one. And then that riff ended up being the catalyst to my new band at the time.
Cool.
That kind of changed everything for me. So
never,
so I learned that,
never
learned
throw
that
away your ideas. That's the moral of that story. Yeah, you never know.
Because you can't trust your conscious mind to make the best decision. Oftentimes, what you do when you're not thinking really is the best thing, and you don't want to interfere with that too much.
So most of the stuff on this particular record is written by yourself, but I am quite interested in the Carelessly track. I know Ben did the bass, is that right, on this one? How do you go about bringing other people into the music you're making? Do you find that something you enjoy doing, or is that a little bit stressful for you? How does that go?
It's a complicated thing because sometimes I know exactly what I want, right down to the drum patterns and bass lines and everything like that. And usually the people I play with are pretty happy to do that. So a lot of Cellar Boy stuff was done that way.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other bands like T54 or this album in particular, I would just have a guitar and then, right, you guys do whatever.
Yeah.
You get, just, you know. Me and Brian have been playing together so long that we have built up a thing together where a lot of the takes on this record are just the first and only time we ever did it. And because we're so used to playing with each other, he knows exactly what to do in response to me and I know exactly what to do in response to him.
Yeah.
So, definitely a lot more collaborative, that stuff, which is great. And it's nice to hear that. It's because it is very hard to see yourself reflected. Like, no one likes hearing the sound of their own voice, so if you can distort that with somebody else's point of view, it's better, I think.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think that definitely comes through in also the Joe Sampson and Friends title of this particular project. It's nice to have that element where you can sort of see the people that you are happy to bounce your ideas off coming through a little bit as well.
Well, everyone's involved to some piece. I mean, even the people that mix recordings and things like that are involved, because a lot of people, they don't realise how important the mixing is actually to how much you like a song. In some cases, knowing how to mix the song saves it.
Yeah.
The song could be a piece of crap or it could be amazing, depending on where the vocal sits in the mix, or depending on, actually, no, we better put some effect on this vocal because the guy's not a very good singer, is he? Or that's a really cringy lyric, we better bury that one, you know? Like, it's,
they've got a secret hand in everything.
I think everyone deserves credit, and to some degree, I think. Definitely everyone that's involved, yeah.
In that sense, who else worked on this project with you? Who did the mixing and the mastering?
Oh, I did all that myself.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, both Brian and I record bands and record our own stuff and things like that. I can't remember exactly who set the mics up, but I did the final mixes and overdubs and things, as I've done on the last couple of Cellar Boys records and other things.
Well, it's a really awesome album, and if people haven't gone to have a listen to it yet, joesampson.bandcamp.com is a very easy way to access it. Unfinished One is the record, and I think we should listen to another track from it now, Joe. We've got
Great.
Carelessly lined up here, which does feature the Ben Woods bass in it.
Yes.
Thanks for chatting with us this morning, and enjoy your Level 3 takeaways down in Otatahi.
Thanks a lot.
See you later. Have a good one.
See ya.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.